Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
It's not as cold as it was the last several mornings, but we are about to see colder air moving in with a front that will also bring us some showers. I'll show you when to expect the rain. Plus, breaking news, a staff shakeup this morning for VinFast, just days after the electric car company delayed its work on a huge new factory in Chatham County. And NC State hopes for an upset in the NCAA tournament as Duke safely advances to the second round. A lot of happy Duke fans today. Hopefully there'll be some more NC State fans happy today. They'll play at 4 o'clock. We'll have more on that in just a bit. But thanks for joining us on your St. Patrick's Day. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Renee Chu. Always fun to follow the local teams in the big dance. It's a beautiful start to our morning and warmer than especially what we've been used to. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We like these temperatures.
We do. Much more comfortable this morning than it was yesterday. The last three mornings, we had temperatures at or below freezing. And right now it is 52 around the triangle. It's a little bit breezy. We have a southwest wind at 13 miles per hour. You can see our tree here in the garden is kind of moving around with the breeze. It will become quite windy this afternoon with some gusts up to 30, 35 miles per hour as a cold front approaches. But boy, it looks like spring, doesn't it? Those are two tulips there all along the bottom of the screen and watching for azaleas. I see so many azaleas in my neighborhood blooming, but we're not seeing as many in the gardens just yet. It is early. They normally peak early to mid-April, but you know, everything's been early this year. It's 50 in Fayetteville, 49 Rocky Mount, 50 degrees in Roxboro. So it's a warm start. Temperatures are around 20 degrees warmer this morning than they were yesterday. We do have rain that's out ahead of our cold front. It's been trying to push in, but the air mass is fairly dry right now, so we really haven't seen much rain just yet. Futurecast shows a chance of a shower this morning, and again, maybe closer to lunchtime. But notice it's not very heavy. Not going to see a whole lot of rain today until we get much closer to the evening. Even at 5 o'clock, it's looking fairly dry. I'll tell you, the computer models are, you know, kind of at odds on when we may see some of the heavier rain. But certainly by this evening, that rain starts to fill in across the area, and it'll be with us into early tomorrow morning. We'll see a high of 70 degrees this afternoon, which would feel pretty good, except it's going to be windy, and there may be a few isolated showers coming up. We'll time out the rain for tonight and show you how much we'll see. Brian?
It is 8:02 right now. As we take a look at traffic around Raleigh, we have a crash that I'm watching at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road right around Raleigh Boulevard. Right now, not seeing any delays there on Rock Quarry, just north of I-40, but we'll watch that, let you know if it changes. They're getting this crash cleared from Newbern Avenue at Donald Ross Drive just before you get to Wake Med, the big Wake Med campus there on the east side of Raleigh. You might run into a little bit of a delay out there on that eastbound side of Newbern Avenue, but overall, it looks like traffic is flowing fairly well. Measuring about a six-minute delay right now in 41 westbound as you head around the Clayton Bypass. Once you get to Business 70 and Jones Sausage Road in Garner, traffic is flowing freely, and right now, at least, we're looking good as you head through South and West Raleigh on 40 westbound. And as we take a look at Durham, Chapel Hill, and Hillsboro, our major routes like I-40 and I-85 are looking fine, picking up a couple of slowdowns, though. One on the south side of 885 from 147 down to around Ellis Road, and then some more backups on Roxborough Street in both directions there, just north of Latta and Infinity. But overall, in Durham, we're not getting any reports of any big problems.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news, a big shakeup at the company planning to build an electric vehicle plant in Chatham County. Vietnam-based VinFast says three of its sales executives have left the company. It's the latest in a string of top leadership changes. This also comes just days after VinFast delayed the launch of its EV factory in Chatham County. The company also pushed back the rollout of its first EVs in California. VinFast says two of the executives left because of a change in its management model. Another left for personal reasons.
It's St. Patrick's Day, a holiday known for rowdy crowds. Take a look at this. This is in Dublin, Ireland. A lot of people there out celebrating the holiday in the streets. And here at home, Raleigh police say they're stepping up patrols on our streets and highways to keep everyone safe through the weekend. WRAL's Naya Harden is in downtown Raleigh with the efforts to fight crime and noise in the area. It's going to be busy tonight, Naya.
Well, Glenwood South is a busy area, especially at nighttime. We expect a lot of people to be out here wearing their green as they are celebrating the holiday. And we also know Raleigh police say that they're going to be increasing patrols starting today in the city. Just a few days ago, police presented new crime statistics to City Council. They show Glenwood South has had more crimes reported over the last year. As police work to crack down on complaints in the area, known for its bars, restaurants, and nightlife, the number of reported incidents went up 16%. 206 guns were seized over a two-year period. And if this St. Patrick's Day weekend is anything like last year, police will be busy. Last year, WRAL investigates found there were more than 40 complaints and crimes reported in the area, including assaults, fights, car crashes, even a person falling from the balcony of a condo. It's likely you will see extra patrols out here in the Glenwood South area as well. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
Breaking news overseas. Chinese President Xi Jinping announced just after 3 this morning he will visit Russia on Monday. It's a big show of support for Russian President Vladimir Putin as Putin enters year 2 of his invasion of Ukraine. Xi was already expected to visit Russia, but the timing of that trip was unclear until today. He will talk with Ukraine's president after the trip. It will be their first conversation since the war began.
Two students are facing charges this morning after guns were found on school campuses in Durham. Both arrests came after anonymous tips to the public school system using the text a tip line. At Lowe's Grove Middle School, a school resource officer got a tip that a student robbed another at gunpoint on campus. That suspect is a 14-year-old who had a handgun with an extended magazine. Separately, officers at Hillside High School got a tip about a student planning to bring a gun on campus. They found a handgun in his car. School board chair Bettina Umstead says this is a serious problem.
Really shocked and alarmed and saddened by what is happening right now in our schools and also in schools across the state. I think the level of young people that have access to weapons or figuring out how to bring those weapons to campus is just really alarming to me.
In the Hillside case, 18-year-old Zadi Obadiah Woodson was charged with several gun-related crimes. He posted a $5,000 bond. Officers did not identify the Lowe's Grove student because of the age.
The weather system that will bring rain here later today brought at least one confirmed tornado to Texas and left some serious damage. This video shows what a car dealership in Irving near Dallas looked like when the storm rolled through. The facade of the building came crashing down during high winds. The storm also damaged the building's roof and at least one car in the parking lot. No one was reported hurt. That storm also brought large hail down across North Texas. You're looking at video from Fort Worth showing hail pelting cars and then piling up on the ground. And once the hail stopped falling from the sky, people were able to go out and pick some of them up. And that shows you just how big some of those hailstones were.
If your March Madness bracket is busted, you are not alone. We've already seen 2 upsets, and NC State will be looking to pull off another one today. The 11-seed Wolfpack will play 6-seed Creighton in a first-round South Region matchup. Tip-off is at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Denver. The winner will advance to play the winner of the game between 3-seed Baylor and 14-seed UC Santa Barbara. Now, if NC State wins, they'll join Duke in the second round. The Blue Devils held off a first-round upset with a big win over Oral Roberts. WRL's Chris Lee is in Orlando breaking down what's next for Duke.
Tyler Hansbrough is waking up to his bracket being busted because he chose Oral Roberts to beat Duke last night in Orlando, but that's not what happened. Duke dominated, and now they're headed to the second round of the NCAA tournament. Duke got off to a quick 15-0 run to begin the game. Junior Jeremy Roach tied his career high with 23 points. Roach led another Duke run, a 10-0 spurt to begin the second half. No 5-12 upset in Orlando this weekend. Duke wins 74-51.
I just think our confidence right now is at an all-time high right now. I mean, and I'm the cap. I gotta settle the guys down, lead us to the promised land.
Now the Blue Devils will take on Tennessee in the second round on Saturday. Chris Lee, WRAL Sports, Orlando, Florida.
And the NC State women are getting their tournament run started tonight. The Wolfpack are a 7-seed in the women's tournament. They'll play 10-seed Princeton in tonight's first round game. That's happening in Salt Lake City. Tip-off is set for 10 o'clock tonight. Duke, UNC, and ECU are all in the tournament as well. They play their first games tomorrow.
Still ahead, a safety warning about these carbon monoxide detectors you could have in your home. Why federal regulators now say you should get them replaced as soon as possible. Plus,
his dad saw it. His dad was on the porch. He ran out and he was laying face down.
A family speaks out after a teenager is hit by a car while getting off the school bus. That's ahead in our next half hour.
It's not as cold this morning, and even though it's going to be a nice mild afternoon at 70 degrees, we're watching the advance of a cold front. I'll show you when you could see some showers where you are coming up.
Welcome back, 8:13 on your St. Patrick's Day morning. This is a live look over Pinehurst this morning. You can see a couple people getting ready to hit the green. Probably a good idea to do it early because we do have some rain moving in later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a look around town. Nice now.
It is. It feels so much warmer than the last several mornings. We had three mornings in a row with freeze warnings. We could see that again at the beginning of the week, but it's just more comfortable this morning. We're definitely seeing more cloud cover rolling in right around the sunrise in the 7 o'clock hours. Pretty out there, but the clouds are thickening up as expected, and we do have some showers in our forecast even this morning through the afternoon, and then the bulk of the rain comes in overnight tonight. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill all looking good this morning. Of course, our Fayetteville newsroom here, Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Here comes our front. We are seeing some thunderstorms along this front down here in the deep south, but we're not likely to see thunderstorms here. What we'll see mainly is just a steady rain. Here's a look at Futurecast. Futurecast just continues to want to show some of these showers rolling through. Sometime this morning, maybe around lunchtime, a quick little shower. But notice there's not much there for us. It's possible that we would see a little bit more than that. We're starting to see some of that rain moving into the foothills right now. At 5 o'clock, we could see an isolated shower. Futurecast showing pretty dry for us. But by 9, 10 o'clock, we start to see that rain increasing. And it'll be steady to heavy overnight tonight. So St. Patrick's Day, hopefully you can get outside and enjoy before a lot of the rain rolls in. It's going to be a mild afternoon, 70 degrees. And our temperatures will remain in the 60s. It's going to be windy. We're going to see winds gusting up to 30 miles per hour and a decent amount of rain with this, too. We'll see anywhere from about a half an inch to an inch of rain by the time this is all done early on Saturday morning. We take a look at our drought monitor, and we're looking good. We've had a good bit of rain so far this spring, especially in the last month or so. We're abnormally dry for the southern part of Cumberland County, Sampson County, a little bit of Wayne County, but for the most part, we're looking pretty good in terms of how much rain we've seen. The rain moves out early Saturday. Saturday will be dry for the most part, 58 for the high, a cold Sunday morning at 34, and then an afternoon high Sunday of just 50. But Sunday will be nice and sunny. The first day of spring officially is Monday. Still going to be chilly at 53, and we'll probably end up both Monday and Tuesday mornings with more freeze warnings. But after that, we have a nice little warm-up. We climb to 71 on Thursday. Brian?
It is 8:15 right now. I'm getting reports of a crash on the ramp from US 1 northbound onto I-40 westbound, heading out of Cary and into Raleigh. It'd be back there in the distance, but we're not seeing any delays, any ramp delays on US 1 northbound. Looks like traffic is flowing pretty freely through there. I am seeing a little bit of a slowdown on 40 westbound approaching the US 1 interchange, but it looks like the typical backups we see here in the 8 o'clock hour, leaving South Raleigh, heading out toward West Raleigh. We'll watch it, let you know if it changes, but right now that's the situation out there as far as we can tell. On the south side of Raleigh, watch for a crash at the intersection of Rock Quarry Road around Raleigh Boulevard. Still not seeing any delays with that one, and they are still working to get this crash cleared from Newbern Avenue around Donald Ross Drive. Again, sensors in that area out by the big Wake Med campus are looking fine. We're not picking up problems on either side. Getting reports of a crash in North Durham on Roxborough Street, just north of Ladder Road. Working to get some details about that, but we are seeing some delays, especially on that northbound side. Quick check of all your approaches into Raleigh right now, and things are starting to ease up quite a bit coming in from the Cleveland community. Right around the Clayton Bypass on 40 westbound, you're looking at a two-minute delay, and from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard, about a two-minute slowdown heading toward 540.
Thanks, Brian. We're continuing to watch a big problem in Raleigh's historic Oakwood neighborhood this morning. A huge sinkhole opened up under a home on East Lane Street, forcing the people who live there to leave. The owner says the duplex is unlivable. The owner has tried to repair the damage, but the problem grew beyond his ability to fix it.
More charges and arrests are pending this morning in the death of a man who was handcuffed and pinned to the ground at a mental hospital. Right now, 10 people are charged with the murder of 28-year-old Irvo Otenio, 7 Virginia sheriff's deputies, and 3 hospital staff. His family is now asking for the Justice Department to intervene, saying Otenio's rights were violated. They watched body camera video yesterday of the 12 minutes deputies pinned Otenio to the ground.
For now, I'm asking for justice.
Justice.
Justice for my son.
Justice for Ivo.
Justice for Ivo.
Justice for Ivo. That's all I'm looking for. I'm looking for answers. Why was my son murdered?
Family says he was in a mental health crisis when he was arrested 2 weeks ago. Police say he was first taken to a hospital, then jail, then to a state hospital after becoming combative. That's where he was arrested and later died. A cause of death has not been released.
A push to ban students from using bathrooms that don't correspond with the sex listed on their birth certificate is one step away from becoming law. It is now up to the governor of Iowa to decide whether to sign the so-called bathroom bill. This also applies to locker rooms. Supporters say it's intended to protect kids. Opponents say it only serves to target transgender students. A similar bill that passed in North Carolina, you may remember, back in 2016, led to mass protests and an exodus of businesses before it was repealed the next year.
Republicans are raising questions about $1.3 million in payments to President Biden's family. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer shared new evidence of money sent to the president's son, Hunter, and the widow of his late son, Beau. However, most of those payments were reported on nearly a year ago. They came from an associate of Hunter Biden who received the money from a Chinese energy company. Hunter's legal team says the payments were, quote, good faith seed funds. Republicans say they'll investigate whether that's true.
New this morning, a warning from the federal government about 2 brands of carbon monoxide detectors you might have at home. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says the digital display detectors by GLBS Union and Kuzmak don't work. Experts found they might not go off even if there's carbon monoxide, and that could put you at risk of serious injury or death. The CO detectors were sold on Amazon.com, and you're being urged not to buy them.
Another drug maker is cutting the price of insulin. Sanofi is dropping the price of its product Lantus by 78%. The company also says it's setting a $35 a month cap for patients who have private insurance. The move follows similar ones by Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk this month. The price change starts next January.
The FAA wants to increase the capacity of cockpit voice recorders. The proposal comes after recent near collisions on the runway. Right now, the recorders only save the most recent 2 hours of sound in the cockpit. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating recent runway incidents at airports around the country. It says because of the 2-hour limit, though, cockpit recordings are not available in all of them.
AT&T says one of its vendors suffered a data breach exposing details of 9 million wireless accounts. Five on Your Side checked on this after a viewer emailed us concerned about his personal information. AT&T says the breach exposed information like phone lines on a plan and how much people were actually paying. They say the data was several years old and did not include credit card information, social security numbers, or other sensitive details.
The town of Wendell is getting funding for a new community center. Congresswoman Deborah Ross will join local leaders at 10 this morning to announce $2 million to revitalize the historic Carver School. That's on Morpheus Bridge Road. A building on campus will become the Pleasant Grove Community Center. Town leaders say it will offer after-school programs, summer camp programs, job development services, and much more.
Artificial intelligence could soon help you write and edit emails and other documents. Microsoft is adding the technology to Outlook, PowerPoint, Word, and other programs. It's the same AI used in ChatGPT, and it's called Copilot. It'll soon be available to Microsoft 365 users. Google is also adding the technology to Gmail and Google Docs. Well, this year's Best Picture winner is now winning even more awards. David Daniel explains in this morning's Hollywood Minute.
Oh, Everything Everywhere All at Once is still winning awards. At the Critics' Choice Super Awards, honoring superhero, science fiction fantasy, horror, and action movies and series, it won Best Science Fiction Fantasy Movie, and Ke-Huy Quan and Michelle Yeoh took Best Actor and Actress in the category. On the TV side, The Boys was named Best Superhero Series, and Anthony Starr won both Best Actor in a Superhero Series and Best Villain in a Series.
So it's a real collaboration from the beginning.
Idaho's Sun Valley Film Festival is giving actor, writer, producer, and director Emilio Estevez its Pioneering Award, which honors film work that embodies the trailblazing spirit. The festival, which runs March 29th through April 2nd, will also host a special screening of his 2011 film, The Way.
You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude.
The Big Lebowski is returning to theaters for its 25th anniversary. Fathom Events is screening the Coen Brothers cult classic on Sunday, April 16th and Thursday, April 20th. Visit fathomevents.com for locations and more info. Abiding in Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Coming up, we're getting new insight into the possible origin of the COVID-19 pandemic. What new data released overnight shows about a possible source of the virus?
And investigators reveal more about the moments before a Fort Bragg soldier was arrested after a confrontation at RDU Airport.
Listen to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Friday morning and happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with weather. Some nice sunny skies this morning, but it's not going to last. Rain is on the way, Elizabeth.
It's nice and comfortable out there this morning. So much warmer than it was this time yesterday. About 20 degrees warmer. 49 in Rocky Mount. It's 52 in Durham and 50 degrees in Fayetteville. We are seeing the clouds thickening up out there ahead of some rain that's coming our way. It should be fairly light and patchy for much of the day, but then after sunset, we'll start to see a steadier rain. It's going to be a windy day today. We're going to see our winds gusting at 30, 35 miles per hour this afternoon, but it's going to be warm with that high of 70. Without the wind and the showers, it'd be pretty comfortable, but we'll have to deal with both of those through the afternoon. Brian?
Elizabeth, new at 827. I'm tracking a crash on the north side of Durham on Roxborough Road between Ladder Road and Milton Road. As we take a look at the roads around that intersection, you can see some very heavy northbound delays there heading away from Ladder Road up toward Milton Road, and also a backup on Milton trying to access Roxborough Street there. So need to allow some extra time on the north side of Durham. A minor crash getting cleared right now from Rock Quarry Road at Raleigh Boulevard. Your major approaches into Raleigh, though, are looking fine. 40 westbound right around the Clayton Bypass. Only a 1 minute delay showing up on sensors.
Thank you, Brian. You'll see extra law enforcement around town and on the roads this weekend around Raleigh. They are stepping up patrols as St. Patrick's Day events get underway, including here on Glenwood South. That area got especially rowdy last year. An 11-seed NC State is hoping to upset 6-seed Creighton in the first round of the NCAA tournament today. The Wolfpack will play at 4 o'clock this afternoon in Denver, Colorado. Meanwhile, Duke is moving on to the second round after beating Oral Roberts 74-51 last night. We'll have more news and weather over on Fox 50.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We have cloudy skies showing up on some of our cameras now as rain heads in. I'll show you when to expect the showers where you are.
Plus, the steps Raleigh police are taking to keep you safe with big and rowdy St. Patrick's Day crowds expected in neighborhoods like Glenwood South. And we take you to Denver as NC State prepares for its chance to pull off an upset and advance in March Madness. We will see if they have the luck of the Irish. Yes. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Thanks for joining us on this Friday morning. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, starting off a little cloudy. We don't have the rain just yet. So if you're going to go outside, you should do it soon. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking the shower chances we have for later on.
It's nice and mild out there, too, this morning. It feels good. Get outside and enjoy it until the rain arrives. 49 in Rocky Mount, 52 in Durham, and 50 degrees in Fayetteville right now. But you can see those clouds out across the region. Heading out the door this morning, I would grab the umbrella or the raincoat. It's not likely to be heavy until much, much later. We're going to walk through future cast coming up in just a little bit. But if you're about to head out the door to walk the dog, we're all dry right now. As we get closer to, say, 9 to lunchtime, there could be an isolated shower that rolls through. Same thing again this afternoon. It'll be patchy and light for the most part. And then this evening, the rain really starts to pick up in intensity. I know a lot of folks may be out and about for St. Patrick's Day this evening. Once we get past dinner time or so, you definitely want to have that raincoat or umbrella with you. As I mentioned, it's going to be a warm one, 70 degrees for the high temperature this afternoon, but it will also be breezy with winds gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour.
Elizabeth, thanks. It is St. Patrick's Day, a holiday known for rowdy crowds. And here's a live look at Dublin, Ireland. Look at all the green top hats where a lot of people are now celebrating. Here at home, Raleigh police say they are stepping up patrols on the streets to keep everyone safe through the weekend. WRL's Nye Harden is in downtown Raleigh with the efforts to fight crime and noise in that area. Nye.
Well, Glenwood South is a busy area, especially at nighttime. We expect a lot of people to be out here wearing their green as they are celebrating the holiday. And we also know Raleigh police say that they're going to be increasing patrols starting today in the city. Just a few days ago, police presented new crime statistics to City Council. They show Glenwood South has had more crimes reported over the last year. As police work to crack down on complaints in the area known for its bars, restaurants, and nightlife, the number of reported incidents went up 16%. 206 guns were seized over a two-year period. And if this St. Patrick's Day weekend is anything like last year, police will be busy. Last year, WRL investigates found there were more than 40 complaints and crimes reported in the area, including assaults, fights, car crashes, even a person falling from the balcony of a condo. It's likely you will see extra patrols out here in the Glenwood South area as well. Nye Harden, WRL News in Raleigh.
Breaking overnight, we're getting a clearer picture of how the COVID-19 pandemic started. Just before midnight, a team of international virus experts announced the discovery of a genetic data from a market in Wuhan, China. That data links the coronavirus with raccoon dogs for sale there. This adds evidence to the case that the pandemic might have been the result of an infected animal that was sold through the illegal wildlife trade. However, the data is not conclusive, and there remains debate about whether the virus came from animals or was leaked from a lab. We're watching for how Wall Street reacts this morning after another bank is saved from the brink of collapse. Investors are watching to see how the market responds after 11 of the country's largest banks came together to put $30 billion into San Francisco's First Republic Bank. The bank was about to fail before receiving that infusion of cash. The goal is to ease lingering concerns about a potential financial crisis following the collapse of two other regional banks last week. Many mid-sized banks are seeing their shares plummet in response.
M&A breaking here in the WRA Live Center. We'll see how the markets react to this news coming in the last 15 minutes. You see the headlines right here. SVB Financial Group filing for bankruptcy protection, Chapter 11, to seek buyers for its assets. And of course, this is coming days after the collapse of one of its subsidiaries, Silicon Valley Bank. The plan for this bankruptcy protection comes also after the company was exploring opportunities to sell off some of the strategic businesses, including the holding company, SVB Capital, and SVB Securities. So again, the financial group that holds this, the subsidiaries of Silicon Valley Bank that collapsed a few days ago, now filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
A 17-year-old who was hit while getting off his school bus in Halifax County is off a ventilator this morning. The family of 17-year-old Tillman Mitchell says he has a long road to recovery, but they're grateful for his progress. His father did not know if his son would make it after witnessing the crash. Mitchell was headed home from Haliwasapony Tribal School when it happened on Wednesday. He told his parents he was feeling under the weather.
He got off the bus, he was going in to lie down, and when he walked across the road, he was hit by a car. His dad saw it. His dad was on the porch. He ran out, and he was laying face down, and he was unconscious.
It's just so scary. State troopers say 51-year-old Howard Yee was driving his Tesla recklessly when he hit Mitchell. Yee is a dentist in Roanoke Rapids. He faces several charges. Investigators say they're looking into whether Yee's car was an autopilot at the time of the crash.
Two people are in custody this morning after a chase through Harnett and Johnston counties. Sky 5 flew over the scene as the chase ended yesterday on Highway 421. The driver crashed into a law enforcement SUV. Irwin police say the chase started after a traffic stop in Four Oaks, just off I-95. An airsoft gun and a machete were found inside the car. The two in the car also face meth possession charges. An Irwin officer involved in the chase suffered a medical emergency, but has since been released from the hospital.
Whoa! Come on, today I'm over.
Wow, new video out of Texas this morning shows severe storms from the same system that will bring rain to us later today. This was taken by a man stuck at a laundromat during the storm. You can hear how hard the rain was coming down. A wind advisory is in effect until 10 o'clock this morning for some parts of the state.
NC State is looking to be the third team to pull off an upset in this year's NCAA tournament. The Wolfpack facing a tough matchup, but anything can happen in March Madness. WRL's Casey Hintz is in Denver to tell us which players to keep your eyes on during the game.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is officially game day for NC State. Now, when you look at the matchup between 6-seed Creighton and the 11-seed Wolfpack, there's some disparity there in a tournament experience. However, the two play a very similar style of game. But perhaps the most intriguing matchup today will be the battle in the paint.
Can't get around him. He can't stop him to get to his spot, so he just gets to his spot and elevates it over.
Pack big man DJ Burns has been a smooth operator inside. He's ranked third in the ACC in field goal percentage, but he'll face arguably one of the most elite and versatile big men in the nation in the Blue Jays 7'1" center Ryan Kalkbrenner.
What a special talent he is, and he will be a handful for us. We've got to do a great job with him.
He's a monster in the paint, over 60 dunks, but he's a shooter too. But Burns says he's ready for it.
He's a great player. He's shooting, 70%, something around there, and I love it. I want the matchup. That's what I love, you know, thrive off of that type of stuff.
Now, one quick note, the elevation here in Denver is something that can affect athletes, but the guys all told me yesterday that the trainers had them drinking plenty of water, stretching throughout the day, all to hopefully avoid any cramping come game time, which is set for shortly after 4 p.m. Eastern time. We'll have live reaction for you coming up right here on WREL, but for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Denver.
NC State will be looking to join Duke in the round of 32. Duke advanced with a 74-51 win over Oral Roberts last night in their first round game. The 5-seed Blue Devils will face Tennessee in their second round game tomorrow.
And the NC State women are getting their tournament run started tonight. The Wolfpack are a 7-seed in the women's tournament. They'll play 10-seed Princeton in tonight's first round game. That's happening in Salt Lake City. Tip-off is set for 10 o'clock. Duke, UNC, and ECU are all in the tournament as well. They play their first games tomorrow. He broke a world record all to honor his father's memory.
Yeah, I think you'd be proud. Yeah.
Still ahead, how this man's surfing skills are raising money for a good cause.
Plus, what investigators are revealing about the moments before a Fort Bragg soldier was arrested at RDU Airport.
And it's a dry start to your Friday, but there's a chance for rain as you look live over Roxborough this morning. How long it sticks around in your 7-day forecast next.
Welcome back. It is 8:43. You're looking live at the Whirligigs whirling away in Wilson. It is going to be a windy day, but warmer than what we've been used to. It's a warmer start already. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
After three mornings of freezing temperatures, it's certainly more comfortable out there this morning as our temperatures are in the mid-40s to low 50s. We take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. A little bit of sunshine peeking through some filtered clouds there, and we're seeing cloudier skies as you look farther to the west. We do have some showers that are pushing out ahead of a cold front, some thunderstorms along the southern end of that front. We're not likely to see storms here, but but we will see an increasing chance of rain as we get through the day today. Here's a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. A little bit of rain up into Virginia, and then back here from Statesville, starting to move up toward Winston-Salem. So it's still a ways back to the west, but I think by lunchtime, we'll see the potential for a few isolated showers across our area. Here's a look at Futurecast. Futurecast shows a tiny little shower out there right now, but that's a little premature. But certainly by the time we get closer to lunchtime, there could be an isolated shower. What we see between now and, say, 7 or 8 o'clock this evening should be light and patchy. I think there are going to be plenty of people that don't see much rain during the morning or the afternoon hours. But once we get past 5 o'clock, we'll start to see those waves of rain building in. Here's 11 o'clock, beginning to see it definitely heavier in some spots. Not likely to see thunderstorms, even though you're seeing the yellow and orange color contours. That's just likely where we'll have pockets of some heavy rain. That rain is likely to taper off as we get close to, say, 6, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. And then much of Saturday looks dry, and so does Sunday. So it's not a washout for the weekend by any means. Here's a live look at the WRL Gardens, kind of waiting for those azaleas to start popping. A few of them are beginning to bloom. And of course, over the last 3 weeks, we've had pretty blooms in the gardens. It is 52 degrees right now. We're climbing up to 70 degrees in the middle of the afternoon, but it is going to be windy. We'll see some gusts 30 to 35 miles per hour this afternoon. So warm but windy. Our temperatures this morning have certainly been on the mild side compared to the last several days. 50 in Fayetteville now. It's 49 in Rocky Mount and 49 in Southern Pines and South Hill. These temperatures are 20 to almost 25 degrees warmer than what we saw yesterday. The reason for that is this flow coming out of the south. We had a high pressure system move by and switch our winds to southwesterly. We're about to switch it again with this cold front coming through, but it will stay warm for today and for most of tonight too. Watch that front moving through overnight tonight, and behind it, our winds shift to south to northwesterly, and watch the color contours turn to blue. So the colder air comes filtering back in tonight, and we go from 70 today to a high of just 58 on Saturday. Saturday will probably be a bit cloudy, but by Sunday we're back to sunshine. It'll be chilly with temperatures near 50. For the first time in several weeks, looking ahead toward the end of March, we have the chance of above normal temperatures. It's been very chilly for most of March. We'll see a chilly weekend, 58 Saturday and 50 Sunday. The first day of spring still cool with a high of just 53, but a nice dry week ahead and a warm up with mid-60s on Wednesday and 71 on Thursday.
Well, breaking here in the WRL Live Center, just in the last 10 minutes, we reported the parent company of the Silicon Valley Bank that collapsed a few days ago. That parent company filing for bankruptcy. We wondered what kind of impact it will have on Wall Street. Well, if stock futures are any indication, take a look at the big board this morning. All the major indices in the red this morning. The Dow off more than 260 points. S&P, NASDAQ in the red this morning. Just a few minutes ago, about a half hour ago, the NASDAQ was the only major index in the green. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Ken, thanks. Two men are now in custody linked to a series of robberies around our area, from Raleigh to Nash County. Deontay Lucas and Michael Engels are charged in at least five armed robberies that took place over several counties. Both are in the Wake County Jail. Investigators say more charges could be pending.
We're learning more about a Fort Bragg soldier who was arrested at RDU. Police say he chased a ticket agent and threatened to hurt an officer. 24-year-old Angel Luis Rojas was removed from a JetBlue flight on Tuesday. He was released on a written promise to appear in Wake District Court next month. He's charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct. The crew said he was intoxicated.
Protests are growing this morning in Paris, France, after the country's president pushed through a plan to raise the retirement age. People took to the streets after Emmanuel Macron used a special power to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64. The change is very unpopular and could trigger a vote of no confidence in Macron's government as soon as next week. That would mean Macron would have to replace his top leadership. He justified raising the age, saying it's the only way to keep France's pension system from running a deficit.
New this morning, Slovakia is joining Poland in gifting fighter jets to Ukraine. Slovakia will offer its fleet of Soviet-era jets, while Poland is offering between 11 and 19 of them. Ukraine's military says those will be key to fighting off Russian attacks. They're the first two NATO countries to offer jets to Ukraine. Poland was also the first NATO nation to send Leopard tanks there.
North Korea fired an intercontinental ballistic missile to, quote, strike fear into its enemies. That's according to leader Kim Jong-un. The launch comes as South Korea and Japan agreed at a summit to work closely on regional security with the U.S. That missile flew for more than an hour, and it traveled more than 600 miles.
This is incredible. There's a new world record this morning for the longest surf session. Australian Blake Johnston broke the previous record early this morning with a nearly 40-hour session out on the waves. In all, he says he caught more than 570 waves and raised $250,000 for youth mental health in the process. Johnston's brother says Blake did it all in memory of his dad.
Oh, we're just so immensely proud of what he's done and what he's setting out to achieve. This is all about honouring the legacy of our amazing dad who took his own life 10 years ago this year. So this is a personal journey that he's been on.
The previous record for longest surf, 30 hours.
Incredible. Yeah. Efforts are growing to ban the popular app TikTok nationwide. Bree Jackson explains the Biden administration wants TikTok's Chinese owners to take action or face the consequences.
Sell your stakes or face a nationwide ban. That's the message the Biden administration is sending to the Chinese owners of TikTok. The demand follows warnings about the video app's influence on public opinion and data collection.
One-third of Americans get their news from TikTok every single day. One-sixth of American youth say they're constantly on TikTok. That's a loaded gun, Congressman.
Lawmakers have repeatedly raised alarms that information from TikTok could get into the wrong hands.
We don't want to ban it. But we do want to get the ownership into people or companies that aren't beholden to the Chinese Communist Party.
TikTok responded to the ban threat Thursday, writing, "If protecting national security is the objective, divestment doesn't solve the problem." Senator Mark Warner says more may need to be done.
I'm not sure that may be enough, but it also reinforces the need for my bipartisan legislation.
The push comes amid rising tensions with China. The Chinese government said the U.S. hasn't been able to prove, with evidence, that TikTok threatens U.S. national security.
What I can speak to is what the president believes that he needs to do, which is making sure that the safety and privacy of Americans are protected.
The app is already banned on federal government devices. On Thursday, the United Kingdom announced it's enforcing similar rules.
That was Bree Jackson reporting. TikTok CEO is set to testify before Congress next week.
From St. Patrick's Day fun to monster trucks, there's a lot happening in the Triangle this weekend. And WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan is here with us with Out and About's Best Bets. Kathy, happy St. Patrick's Day.
We're wearing our green.
We are.
We're trying to catch a leprechaun. We're getting it all done. So much going on. Okay. On Saturday, Raleigh's newest beer garden is having a family-friendly celebration. It's happening at noon. Tap Yard Raleigh. Have you been there yet? It's so much fun.
Yes. It's a great place.
Lots of space. There will be food trucks, local vendor market, face painting, and well-behaved dogs can show up, and they have a non-alcoholic dog beer.
Oh, my gosh. I love that. That's perfect. Also, this weekend, you have the chance to check out some monster trucks. We spoke with a driver last week. It's so cool.
Monster trucks, it's amazing. Okay, Monster Jam is back at PNC Arena on Saturday and Sunday. If you've never been, it's a very high energy show. 12,000-pound monster trucks flying through the air doing stunts. Great family-friendly pick. Tickets start at $20. I would say probably very loud, though, too. So if you have kids that are very sensitive, bring the little earphones.
Yeah, the headphones. A lot of kids like to wear those headphones.
Bring your headphones.
From monster trucks to food trucks. There's a food truck rodeo this weekend.
Yeah, the food trucks won't be flying through the air, but this is Durham Central Park's first food truck rodeo of 2023. From noon to 4 p.m., there's lots of trucks. Lots of drink vendors on hand. Admission's free. And if it's a pretty day, it's a great family-friendly pick. Go out there and eat and have fun.
It's going to be a good weekend for that. Kathy, thank you so much. And to find more about these events, you can head to WREL.com and search Out and About.
The 2023 Quilt Show kicks off today over at the NC State Fairgrounds. Capital Quilters Guild of Raleigh donates 1,000 quilts every year to seniors and women's shelters.
Even if it's just someone like Linus dragging around his blankie, that the quilts that we make even for the children will be loved and will be used and will be carted around the house.
The show is Friday and Saturday at the Carscott Building. Details are in our story on WRAL.com.
Before we head to break, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll get another check on weather and traffic next.